I would like again just briefly to go over the Bereise Lema Hoylech Keshi Tanoihi. The Gemara wants to say, could be this Shaila, do you say Hoylech Keshi or not, is a Machlekes Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in a Bereise, Hoylech Mona Leplaini, Beholach Obikshoi Veleimetsoi. The Shliach went to find the Mishan Ishtalcholoi. He didn't find him, he died. Is Yachzeru L'Mishalach. So the money goes back to the Mishalach. In other words, the Mekabel was not Zeiche in the money. Meis Mishalach, what if the Mishalach died? Rav Nosson, Rav Yaakov, Omru, Yachzeru L'Yerushay Mishalach. So, again, they also hold that the Mishan Ishtalcholoi, the Mekabel, was not Zeiche, so you give it to the Yerushay Mishalach. V'yesh Aimrim, now the third day you holds, in the first case, if it wasn't Meis Mishalach, the Yerushay Mishan Ishtalcholoi, that we give it to the Yerushim Mishan Ishtalcholoi, so in other words, he was Zeiche, and now that he died, so goes to Yosh. Rabbi Yudah Nosi Omar Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Shoma Mishum Rameya Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis. And it matters. If the Mishalach died, then we'll give it to the, and the Mekabel was still alive, so we'll give it to the Mekabel. Because they Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis. Kozman, if the Mishalach did not die, so then, we do not say, Oilach Keshi. The Chachamim Aimrim Yachleiku. The Chachamim say, we say Yachleiku. Do we say Oilach Keshi? Don't we say Oilach Keshi? Do we say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis? Don't we say? So Misafik they say Yachleiku. Kan Omru, and in Bavel they said, Kol ma sheyirtze shliach yase. In Bavel they said, what the shliach wants to do, he should do. Omar Rab Shimon Anosi al yodi hoya maise. A maise occurred with me. Va'omru, and they paskind, yachzeru liyer shem mishalach. And my love, Bahokim Iflagi. So now the Gemara is going to explain this six-way machlekes. The Tanakama Sova Hoylech Lav Keshi, Hayabori, and therefore, so he says, Yachzeru L'Mishalach. You should give it back to the Mishalach. V'Rab Nosen, V'Rab Yaakov Nami Hoylech Lav Keshi, Rab Nosen, Rab Yaakov also hold Hoylech lav keshi, in the moisip, va'af al gav demis, even though the Mishalach had died, and when the Mishalach had died, the Mekabel was still alive. Le'emrine mitzvah l'kaim divrei hameis. If we would say mitzvah l'kaim divrei hameis, so then the Mekabel would have been zeiche as soon as the Mishalach died. The Yesh Oimrim, the third day holds Hoylech Keshi by Abori. So Memelo, Yarzru, the Yershe Mishan Ishtalchuloi. Because we say Hoylech Keshi. Rab Yuda Anosi Omar Mishum Rab Yake, Shoma Mishum Rameya, Hoylech Lav Keshi. You hate the Mis, Amrin, the Mitzvah Lakaim, the Riyameis. If the Noisen died, Bechaye HaMekabel, so then we will say mitzvah l'kaim divrei hameis, and the Mekabel was zoiche in the money, and when the Mekabel dies, if the Mekabel dies, his Yerushim will be zoiche. The Chachamim oimrim yachloiku, the Chachamim hold their mesupik, so they say yachloiku mesafkelu, their mesupik in these thodim, do we say heilach keshi, do we say mitzvah l'kaim divrei hameis? Vekan omru shuda odif, and in Bavel they said, we should say shuda de daine, and that means we leave it up to the shliach. V'Rab Shimon Anosi maisa osa lashminam, and Rab Shimon Anosi wants to tell us a maisa rab, that once occurred with him, and they said, Yarsu li Yershe HaMishalach. So that means, from this psak, we see that we hold Heilech Lav Kisri, and we don't say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis. Now let us again see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi Lekama Meforish Mai Polik Ayesh Oimre. What the machlekes is between Rabbi Yehuda Anosi and the Yesh Aimrim, and now we learn to lekamon that the Yesh Aimrim hold Heilech Kisri, and Rabbi Yehuda Anosi hold Heilech Lav Kisri, but mitzvah lekaim divrei hameis. V'kan omru bebovel, ma sheyirtze shliach yase. Whatever the shliach wants to do, he should do. L'fi ma shero bedaite shol meshalach, from what he was able to observe the das of the mishalach. Im hoisa eina yofe b'maton ezuk, it was eina yofe, so the mishalmi wants heilach kishri. V'oye v'esa mekabel v'ezbonov, and he wants that, that he loves the mekabel and the bonov, so that's also svara to say, heilach kishri, that the mekabel should be zeiche, that even though the mekabel will die, it will go to bonov. Tanekamed loim, Airi b'meis mishalach. He b'chlal didn't speak about that the mishalach died. So I don't know how to turn the camels by mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. But v'omri he said yarsu l'mishalach. Sova the tanakama holds heilech lav kishri domi. Yotzeilech lav kishri. Havel im meis mishalach. If the mishalach died, lo yadinon may come about it. I don't know what the tanakama will hold. Rab Nosson, Rab Yaakov, Heisifu al Devorov, V'yomru da filu meis mishalach, Afilu the mishalach died, Leslon bebori, De mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. I don't hold by a bori, De mitzvah lekayim divrei hames, So memelus, Afilu meis mishalach, Is yarzeru the yorshe hamishalach. V'yesh oimrim, The third day, Holds oilach keschidomi. Upligi afilu loy meis mishalach. Afilu the mishalach did not die. But Amil say the Tanakamakoi. He's going on what the Tanakama was speaking about. The Tanakama also was not speaking about meis hamishalach. The Tanakama was speaking about that the mishalach was alive. The Tanakama holds heilech lav kisri. And the yesh aimim hold heilech kisri. Viteida. The midakama, and how do I know that Tanakama holds Heilach Kisri? The midakama, Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi, mitzvah lekayim divrei hameitz. Shema mino, shemanu leyesh oimrim, the tolu tamay ba Heilach Kisri. If he's coming and telling us a new fact of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameitz, he heard from the Tanakama, you don't need mitzvah lekayim divrei hameitz. Heilach Kisri dami. Vafilu loy meis mishalach. We'll say heilach kisri. And then he came and said, Vamei udavkim heis, the mitzvah lakayim dvorov. Avu loy meis loy. The heilach lav kisri dom. Now the chachomim, misafkelu, I kisri domi, I loy. Vi mitzvah lakayim, I loy. So they didn't know how to paskin. So mikoyach sofik, they said, let's say, Yachloiku. So forget, that's the fairest psak. I don't know if it belongs to the Mishalach, if it belongs to the Yerusha Mishanishtalcholoi. So Misafik will say Yachloiku. Shude ra'ois einov shel shliach. In Mekanomru, in Bavu, they said, Shude odif mechaluke bemilse de misafke. That means, you're going blindly. That means you don't know how to be mevara the suffix. So you're saying, but al kaponim, let's make chalukis al kaponim, the right party will get at least half of the nechosim. In Bavel, they said, why should you make chalukis in paskin blindly? Let's be mevara the suffix. Let's ask the shliach how he was able to observe the mishalach if he meant tzchi, if he didn't mean tzchi, and what the shliach will tell us, that's what we'll do. Yes, let us see Taisvus. So Taisvus says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi b'shem Rabbi Yaakov oima heilech lav kischi. he holds Hoylech Lav Kisri, and he also holds that Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Emes. Yeah. So Tosfos says, Va'af al gav, the Rebbe Islay Beperik is Kabul. Hoylech v'tenlo, zechelo, hiskabolo, rotzo lachzer lo yachzer, do hoylech v'ten keschi. We see Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi holds hoylech keschi. They're speaking about, she sent a shlich lekabola, to get the get, and he said hoylech, and we say, ain't yochel lachzer, because hoylech keschi. So Tosfos says, Hosa mishum sha'oma hashliach ishtecha omo iskabali giti. They're speaking about that the shliach was a shliach lekabola. So now the shaila is, was the husband maskim that the shliach lekabola should be zeicher right away? So there we say, the mistoma al das kein noisnele kozman sheneve behedye iyev shishet lekabola. That means if she sent a shliach lekabola, and the purpose of the shliach lekabola is that she should become nisgarish right away, that's the purpose of the shliach lekabola. So then we say, afilo according to Rabbi Yudanossi, then we say, oylech keschi. That means if she wants chi, then I say, oylech is keschi. But if I have no gilui bechlau that there should be shri, that means he's going over to someone and saying hoylech. So I have to build the hoylech keshri only from his words of hoylech, then I don't say hoylech keshri. V'chachomim oimrim yachloiku. Chachomim say yachloiku. Kol teiku shebishas meforish b'sha'orim derabeinu hai dechilkim. Whenever there's a teiku, there's a sveike didine. So it says in the shorim of Rabbeinu Haigoyim that we make chaluke ve'ein nire l'ri. El heiche da ashken behedye yachloiku. Da da rabba oimrim uki momoine becheskas mori. That means if you have a sofik in momenis, afilu it's a sveike didine, I mean it's a sofik in haloche, I don't know what to do, so poshid yishtel an cheskas mori kame. So, it means like this, the money belonged to the Meshalach. I don't know, did it go out of his rishus? Didn't it go out of his rishus? I leave it by the mori kame. That's what I would do. In any sveike didine, you leave it by the mori kame. Here it seems, here they said beferish achloiku, so here for some reason we don't Shtel Becheskas Mori Kame. But all teiku of the Gemara, where I don't have a gilui from the Gemara to say Yachleiku, then I'll say Fakert, I'll Shtel Becheskas Mori Kame. Now here the Chachamim for some reason say Yachleiku. So here is not a gilui and all over. Here's a special case that you say Yachleiku. And all over by a Sveike Didini, you should say Uki becheska, mamayne becheska smori. Vekan omru shuda odif. Now, in Bovel they said shuda odif. Now let me just say two words and then we'll see the Tosfos. Rashi had said pshat that the shliach should tell us how he understood the Das HaMishalach. Did the Mishalach mean to say Heilach Keschi? Didn't the Mishalach mean to say Heilach Keschi? That's how Rashi learned Pshat in Kan Omru. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is very much not like Rashi. Kol ma sheyirtza shliach yasa means what the shliach wants to do, not what the shliach understands what the mishalach wanted. So Tosfos is a diuk from our Gemara that Yirtza Shliach does not mean what the Shliach understands, nor what the Shliach wants. So it seems there's a psak that we don't know how to paskin, so we put it into the hands of the Shliach. Whatever you want to do, do. But not that you are mevarer v'sofik lefi daitach. Yirtza does not mean machia. Yirtza means whatever you want. So mikan midaktek rabbeinu tam. So from our Gemara in Gittin that it says aloshin yirtze, and the Gemara calls this shude de daine, the ein lefore shude kemoi shepeish bekuntres beper kakoisev, gabi shneyem kroivim, shneyem shcheinim, shneyem tamidei chachomim, shude de daine, da hainu she yedagdek adain es mi hoya oyhev yoyser, Now, there the Gemara is speaking about, we have two people who are coming to Bezdin with a shtar, and the shtar was written, let's say, from a bala karke, and he wrote, I'm selling this karke to Reuven, and Reuven's holding the shtar. Shimon comes to Bezdin with a shtar, I'm selling this karke to Shimon. Now, and it's the same date. So it's in the same day. So what do we see from this? So we see from this that the Baal HaKarke wrote two shtaris, and he gave it to one person first, and that person was Taka Koine, and then he gave it to a second person, and that person wasn't Koine. It was too late already, because the first one was Koine. Now, when Bezdin will look at these two shtaris, so Bezdin does not know which shtar was written first. There's no choice written in the shtar. So I don't know which shtar was given over first. That's what we hold Eide Mesiri Karsi. So the first one who received the shtar, given over with Eide Mesiri, the first one was kind of the karka. But we don't know who the first one was. So there the Gemara says, Shude de Daine. Shude de Daine. So, now, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, let's say, if, before we say Shudda de Daine, if one of these two people was a Shochen, one of these two people was a Korev, so then I assume, and I'm clearing a Shaila, which one was he Makna first? Some was Makna the Shochen first. He's closer to the Shochen. He was Makna the Korev first. The Gemara says, but what if both are Shein? What are both are kreivim? So then I have no way how to figure out which shtar was written first. So there the Gemara says, Shudda de Daine. We throw it in the lap of the Dayanim, and the Dayanim will decide which shtar was first. So there Rashi says, how will the Dayanim decide? So Rashi says over there the same thing the way Rashi says over here. The Hainu she yedag de kadayin, the dayin will decide as mi hoya oyhev yaisa, which of the two shchainim that he liked better. Ulemi hoya bedat elitein. That's what Rashi says over there. So that means there are sometimes simonim, which even a poshita person can figure out. If one is a shochen and one is not a shochen, one is a korev, one is not a korev, then Isaiah assumed that the korev and the shochen, that star was given over first. If I don't have that biru, shneim shcheinim, shneim krevim, so then the Gemara says, shude, so Rashi says, so the dayonim have to figure out which one was more ohuf. And that one, Mestame, was given first to Shtar. That's what Rashi says in Ksubis. V'kanami perish bekunteris k'may hosom. And here Rashi also says the same thing, that we asked the Shliach, when the Shliach heard from the Mishalach Hoylech, what was the das of the Mishalach? There was the Mishalach close to the Mekabel. Was he not close? And from the Shliach alone, I'll be able to figure out, was it Heilich Keschi and Heilich Lav Keschi? So Rashi all over says, Pshat Nshude de Daine, means that the Dayan, or here the Shliach, should figure out what in actuality happened. Was it Heilich Keschi? Which star was given over first? Elo, yitein adayin, Lemisha Yilza ki hoche the comma ma, so Taisa says, I wish to disagree in Rashi. Shude does not mean the way Rashi mikan medak the krabeinu tam the ain lafor is shude kemoshe perish bekunter. It's not the way Rashi says. From our Gemara we see the two types of shude. You know what shude means? El yitain hadayin lemisha yilza. Whoever the dying wants to give it to, he can give it to. Kiyoche, because here it says Claude, the comma Mashe Yilza Shliach Yase, the Korile Shude. That means from Argemore, so Taisus built from Argemore that the Taish of Shude is not the way Rashi explains that the Shliach could figure out the Das HaMishalach, nor Shude means that we put it in the lap of the Shliach and the Shliach can do whatever he wants. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, Mashe Yilza Shliach. Let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is set over here. We had a six-way machloikis. And the way we were learning pshat, al koponim, there's a machloikis tanoim. Do we say hoylech kischi? Do we not say hoylech kischi? Al koponim, and that we had the tanakame, and thus Rabbi Yaakov holds Hoylech Lav Kischi, the Yeshayimim holds Hoylech Kischi, Rabbi Yudan Nossi holds Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes. That's how we were learning. So now, let's go back to the Gemara, the third line from when the lines are getting wide. Loi, so the Gemara says, no, it's not Muchach that you are saying the correct Pshat in the Machloikis. I'll tell you a different Pshat in this Machloikis. Bebori dekula omer loi pligi. By a bori could be there is no machlekes whatsoever. Everyone holds hoylech lav kischi. By a bori there's no machlekes. Vahoche b'mayaskinon b'shchivmera. Here we're speaking about a shchivmera. By a shchivmera we have here a machlekes. And this machlekes by a shchivmera is dependent ubeplukte It's dependent in the machlokes rabbalozo and the rabbalo. This not, we learned a mishle. Hamechalek nechosov al piv. A shchiv mera that was dividing his nechosom, his rechush, his wealth. This one should get this, this one should get this. Al piv, no kinyonim. He's just saying who should get what. Rabbi Lezer says, Echad Bori ve'echad Mesukin. It doesn't matter who's dividing up the Nechos. It doesn't matter if the Mechalik is a Bori or if he's a Mesukna Shchivmera. There's no such concept of Divrei Shchivmera Kechsuvim Mesurim Domi. Nechosim sheyesh lamachayis, if he's dividing up his kakois, so you need a ma'isekin, you niknim bekesef, ubishtar, ubechazok. V'she'ein lamachayis, if he's giving away metaltalim, ein niknin elo b'meshichim. So memele, Rabbi Lozo b'chlal does not hold of the concept of divrei shchivmera kirsuvim b'mesurim domin. V'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, eilu ve'eilu niknim ba'amirim. Eilu ve'eilu niknim ba'amirim, that say karkois, say metaltlim, you don't have to make a ma'isek inyin, divrei shchivmera kechsuvim uchemesurim domi. That the kshima says, give it to this person, it belongs to this person automatically. Now, I'd like to just mention a Zaytike Ha'ora before we progress further in the sugya. This is a Zaytike Zach, but that's Mitzashtikol Ha'ora from this Mishnah. There is a Machloikis in Kinyin Kesef. We have it in Karke is Nikne BeKesef. What are the mechanics of Kinyin Kesef? So there's a machlokes, the sma and the taz. How does kinyan kesef work? The sma says kinyan kesef works because it's a payment, it's a piroi. Since I'm paying for the karka, so it becomes mine. You don't have to pay the full price. You can start paying. But kinyan kesef, the mechanics of kinyan kesef is a payment for the karka makes that the karka should be mine. That is how the smalens pshat in kinyan kesef. The Taz says kinyan kesef is not a payment. Kinyan kesef is a maisa kinyan. By giving money, I'm koine the karka. But not that the mechanics of kinyan kesef is since I started paying for it. Philo, there's no payment. You give money, that's a maisa kinyan. For the money makes, I'm giving you money, and that's a maisa kinyan to make the karka belong to me. That is a machlikis, the sma, and the tas. Now, l'chayre, what will be a nafkamina between the sma and the tas? If one can be koine amatone with kinyan kesef. According to the sma, amatone, you don't pay for amatone. So if you're not paying for it, he's giving you amatone, so you can't be koine with kinyan kesef. The whole concept of kinyan kesef is payment. I'm paying, I'm starting to pay. That makes, that creates that the karka is mine. L'chayra amatone, that you're getting it for free. There's no concept of payment, so kesef will not be koine. According to the Taz, it's a maisa kinyan, that you give kesef and I'm koine the karka. So it's not necessarily dafke by mecher, by matone, it'll also be chal. L'chayra, this will be a nafke minyan between the sma and the Taz. So I have here a shtikol ho'ore, Rabbi Lozor does not hold of Divrei Shchiv Mera. He says, so how can he give away his karke? Bekesef, bishtar, ubechazoke. So the Rabbi Lozor said, Klo, you can give a matana with kesef. So lechayre, this is a raya to the Taz, nakasha and the sma. This is a zaitike ha'ore, but we're learning the Mishnah, so I would want it to be ma'ore this. But now let's go back to the sugya. We have here a machloikis, tanoim, Rabbi Lozor and the Chachomim. Is there a concept of divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim uchemesurim domi, yes or no? Rabbi Lozor says there's no such concept. That a shchiv mera is not different than a bori. And if you make a ma'isa kinyan, you're koine. If you don't make a ma'isa kinyan, you are not koine. That's Rabbi Lozor. And the Chachamim hold, no. A Shchiv Mera, there's a klal, Divrei Shchiv Mera, Kirsuvim, Uchemesurim Dom. Now, the Mishnah continues. Omru Loi, so the Chachamim tainit to Rabbi Lozor. How could you say there's no concept of Divrei Shchiv Mera? There was a Maise Be'imon Shol B'nei Reichel. There was a Maise, the mother of the B'nei Reichel. Shohoi Sochayla. She was sick. Va'amra, and she said, Tinose kibinsi lebiti. She had a clasp, a brooch, and she was very valuable, and she said, this should be given to my daughter. Vehi bishneim oso mone, and this was worth 12 mone. Umeso, and then she died. Vekimu chachomim est voreo, and the chachomim were makayim, they gave this kibinsi to her daughter. So the chachomim, this was a known maise. This was a maise that occurred perhaps in the previous generation. There was such a maise, the mother said to give it to the daughter, and they gave it to the daughter. Now, so the tiny trabalosa, Mishloim, according to us, there's a din of divrei shchiv mera, kichsuvim mesurim domi. She was a chayla. She was a shchiv mera. She said, give it to the daughter. So that's the din. Divrei shchiv mera, kichsuvim, that was given to the daughter. But according to you, you hold there's no such din. So why did they give this to the daughter? It should go over b'yerusha to the sons. Omar lahen, so he told them, b'nei reichel tikbereim imo. These Bnei Reichel, these sons, the mother should have buried them. That means they were big Rishoyim. So we'll see Rashi soon, but the Rashbam and Baba Basra says something which is pretty much understanding. The Rashbam says that since they were Rishoyim, so they counseled the sons that they should not acquire the Kibinzi. That means Rabbi Elazar told them, you're bringing me a raya, oh, the Chachomim gave it. The Chachomim gave the Kibinzi, they gave it to the daughter. Oh, you see the Reshchim HaKirsum Mesurim Domi. So Rabbi Elazar says, no, I wish to disagree with you. You don't have any raya from that ma'isa. The Bnei Reichu were Rishoyim. And the Chachamim wanted to counsel the Bnei Reichel that they shouldn't get anything from their mother's nechosim. So they said, that's why they gave it to the daughter. But not that there's halacha divreshchim akirsum musurim dam. Anyway, we have here a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim, is there a din of divreshchim akirsum musurim dam? Now, we had learned on Daf Yudaladam at Beis, that by a divrei shchivmera, if the mekabel was alive, mishas the shchivmera said this, we'll give it to the mekabel. And we hear a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos how this works. Rashi said pshat by a shchivmera we say hoylech keschi. And we had mentioned the svar of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says because. Why did the Shchimra have to say Hoylech? It's Koni already. Bishleima by a Bori, so you have to be Mamana Shliach to bring it to the Mekabel in order that the Mekabel should make a Maisa Kinyan. So the Hoylech is essential. But by a Shchimra, Al Taloch of Divrei Shchimra Kirsum Mechamesurim Dami, so the Maisa, the Mekabel will eventually be Koine when the Shchimra dies. So why did the Shchimra say Hoylech? So Zaraya, he wants to be Magdim the Kinyan. He wants to make sure that the Kinyan should be Chal right now. We say Hoylech Kishi by a Shchimra. That's how Rashi said Pshat in before and after you doubt them at base. Taisve said Pshat by Divrei Shchimra, even though the Chalois Kinyan is after he dies, but Divrei Shchimra works that the Mekabel becomes a Yairish of his, and he becomes a Yairish right away, as soon as there were Divrei Shchimra. So Mamela, if the Mekabel was alive, Bishas the Amiris HaShchimra, so Memele will say Divrei Shchimra Kirsum Musurim Dami, and he becomes a Yerish right away. But all these svaris apply only if I say Divrei Shchimra Kirsum Musurim Dami, if I hold like the Chachamim. If I hold like Rabbi Elazar, so then a Shchimra is equivalent to a Bori. So then all the dinim that apply by a Bori will apply by a Shchimra. So now the Gemara wants to explain the machloikis of the six tanoi. So the Gemara says as follows. Tanikame kerabalosa. The Tanikame holds like kerabalosa, that divrei shchimra lav kisuvim mechmesurim domi. So you don't say hoylech kisri. You don't say that he became a yerish right away. The Rav Nosson, the Rav Yaakov, namik Rabbalos. They also hold like Rabbalos. So therefore, you don't say Eilich Kisri, or it becomes a Yerush right away. They hold Nochazach, Afal Gav Demis, even though the Mishalach died, Leimrin Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes. You don't say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes. So even though when the Mishalach died, the Mekabel was still alive, we don't say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes. V'yesh Oimrim, now the Yesh Oimrim that says that Yitnu liYerushe Misha Nishtalchuloi, they and it's speaking about a Shchimra. They hold Kerabono. They hold like the Rabono to Divrei Shchimra Kirsumim Surim Domi. So Memele, since they hold like the Rabono, so Memele, so then you say Eilach Kishi, or you say he becomes a Yerush right away. Rabbi Yudah Nosi Shama Mishum Rab Meir. That said, mitzvah lekayim divrei yamei. See, he holds kabalozo. That divrei shchimra lav kichsuvim musurim. So you don't say hoylech kischi. But if the mishalach will die b'chaye amekabel, so then we'll say mitzvah lekayim divrei yamei. Miyuhechi demis, if he died b'chaye amekabel, I mean the mitzvah lekayim divrei yamei. B'chachomim oimrim, Yachloiku. The Chachamim hold Yachloiku. Misavkelu, the Mesupik, do you say Divrei Shirim HaKirsub Mesurim? Do you say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Yameis? Vekan Omru Shuda Odev, Rav Shimon HaNosi, Maisa Oser Lashmino. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, Bibori kolam alay pligi da lav keshi domi. By a bori, everyone holds, oilech lav keshi. Beplukte de Rabbi Lozo, de mash vile lishri merake bori. In the machloikis, in this baraisa is a shchimera better than a bori? That's the yeshaimrim. Or a shchimera equal to a bori? And that's the tanakame, and those who hold like the tanakame. Alpiv, a machalik nechosav alpiv, alpiv savosai, he's mitzave, he's directing what to do with his nechosav, machalik nechosav lebonov, voloi kishar hamayrishim, shechilkim ayershim bishove, that all of them get equal chalokim, he's dividing up who should get what. So Rabbi Lozo says that it will only work, bekesav bishtar b'chazoke, shebekachem niknim in abori. That's how one is kind of in a bori. Yishchiv mera nami l'rabbe lozo. Yilav akninu b'och. Yilai mikna. Yishchiv mera if there will not be kesef shtar or chazoke. There will not be kind of. V'hi b'yud beis mone. Kacha yisri shov. That's how the kibinzi was worth. Tik b'reim imo. So now Rabbe Lozo said, now Rashi does not say like the Rashbam. In Baba Basra, Rashi says something else. Tik b'reim imam, klolahi, is the mother should bury them. Klaima. So what is he saying over here? The Chamin brought a raya that there's a din of divrei shrimera because we listen to the mother. So Rabbi Loza says, no, klolahi, these b'nei roichel were rishoim. Klaima. Loyalu aleif. One should not think about these b'nei reichel. V'lo yizochu bebeis ha-medrash. In the beis medrash, they shouldn't be mentioned l'raye, l'fi sh'rishoyim oyu. They were rishoyim, sh'hoyu mekayimim koitzim bekerem. They were mekayim koitzim bekerem, v'la belozo kloyim nino. That means there were certain thorns growing in their vineyard. And Rabbi Loza holds thorns in a vineyard is also kloyim. And they were holding it, and they were mekayim kloyim. So Rabbi Loza holds that they were rishoyim. So memele, if they're rishoyim, we don't talk about maises, what happened with rishoyim. We don't talk about rishoyim. V'loy nilmat mehem raya. So from this maise, you cannot bring a raya that the kibinzi was given to the daughter that is a din of divrei shchimera. Lefi sheloi dikdaknu behen eich hoisa oisa tzavo. How the tzavo was shemitesha yerushoyim loy huskeru bebeis hamedrash. Now. Exactly what Rashi is saying, I think, as follows. Rabbi Loza is timing when it comes to, that means we have here a Maise Shahoya. There was a Iman Shalbunei Reichel gave her kibinzi to the daughter, and the Maise we have a Mesoire that the Chachamim gave the kibinzi to the daughter. Now, theoretically, we should bring this maisa to the base medrash and discuss all the reasons why this could have occurred. Why did they give the kibinzi to the daughter? Is it oiskishpart that divrei shchimera kirsuv mechamesurim? Perhaps there was a maisa kinyan was made. Perhaps it was als mitzvah lekayim divrei yameis. There could be many reasons why this occurred. So if this would be a normal maaseh, speaking about normal people, it would have been discussed properly in the Beis Medrash, and we would delve into the maaseh to be mevarel why the Chachamim lemaaseh gave it to the Bas. But By Rishoyim, we don't even speak Divrei Torah to what happened with Rishoyim. We don't speak about Rishoyim. We don't discuss and we don't delve into such mices in the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Lozer is, so that's what Rashi means, Shaloi Diktaknu Bohen, Eich Hoiso Oiso Tzavo. That means you're telling me a mice, there's a Messiah of such a mice. Let me just tell you, this mice was never investigated properly. The true reason why the Chachamim gave to the daughter, we do not know. You're telling me a mice, this was a mice which was not delved into properly, and why wasn't it delved into properly by the later Chachamim? Because we don't speak about Rishoyim, we don't learn about Rishoyim, we will not mention Rishoyim in the Beis HaMedrash. So Memele, so Rabbi Lozer Taina to the Chachamim, Rabbi Lozer Taina to the Chachamim, that when, from this Maisa you can't bring any right, because Loi Dikdaknu Ben, there was no Digduk, why, how the Tzavo was, and why, what the true reason was, why the Chachamim gave it to the daughter. Now the Gemara says, Tanikame, Kabalozo, Doma Shibarao, Bori Shovim. That they hold the Rabalozo, the Shiba Bori Yishovim. There's no din of Dibre Shkima Kirsuvim. Hilkach, Hoylech Didei, Lavkis Chidomi. So, Hoylech of a Shibara, Lavkis Chid. That's why the Tanikame says, Yarsu, the Mishalach. Vyesh Aimrim, Kirabono. The Dibre Shkima Kirsuvim, Chimsurim Domi. Vafilu loy meis mishalach, afilu the mishalach did not die, nami yitnu liyershe amekabel, kos man shloichos the mishalach midvorov. So afilu he didn't die, but I say by Ashchimara, hoylech didei kishi. Ashchimara is a special koyach to be choyzer midvorov. So it seems that schus chazore will apply by his hoylech also. That means the Hoylech Keschi, which is built on his din of Divrei Shchima Kirsuvim, is not better than Divrei Shchimara alone. And just like by Divrei Shchimara, he is a koyach to be chayzer, so his chazal will help on the Hoylech also if he is chayzer. But if he's not chayzer, so the Mekabel was zeicher right away with the Hoylech of the Shchimara. Kirabalozo, and they hold like Abalozo mitolo taima b'mise, Do we say and if he died, Nami Misafkalu, Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Yameis, you say Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Yameis. We're up to Taisves. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Echad Bori Echad. Before we learn the Taisves, I just like to and just say over what Taisves is talking about. There are two Mishnayos in the ninth Perek and Afkufnun Vov and Baba Basra. The first Mishnah, Amachalik Nechosav Alpiv, Abelazorim, Echad Borim, Echad Mesukim, the Nechosav Mishesh Lomachais, Nikbekesav Ishtar Bachazor. Chom Amachalik. That's one Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Abelazorim, Bishabes Dvorov Kayomim, Mimnei Sheini Yochel Lichtoiv, the next mission, Rabbi Lezer says, Shabbos, the chayle is, you can't make a nice kinyan, you can't make a shtar, Shabbos. So he's very under pressure, and this is very dangerous, so therefore, b'Shabbos we say, divre, dvov kechsuvim mechsurim domi, b'chayl, so make a nice kinyan, he's not so bohu, so, they didn't have to make a takone for a shchimera in Shabbos. This is b'chol, only in Shabbos. Rabbi Shua says, punfakert, b'Shabbos amur kavochayim b'chol. Fine. And then we have a Barais and the Gemara. Rameyer says on this Mishnah that Rabbi Elezer said, "Bechol dvarav kayamim neshayocha lichtev avolei b'shabbos." Rameyer says that Rabbi Elezer that said that only in one case there's divrei shemira davke bechol. Bechol, you can make a ma'ase kinyan, kolaroy lebila and bila makeves, but bechol dvarav kersuv mechmesurim b'shabbos, you don't say dvarav kersuv mechmesurim. Fine. So we have here a Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer says there's one Zman that you do say Divrei Shriv Mera. In the Mishnah it says Shabbos. Rameya says the Zman is Chayu. So this is one Mishnah after the next. Now on the first Mishnah, Omar Rab Levi, Kainin Kinyin Mishriv Mera, Afilu b'Shabbos. Now this is, the Rab Levi said that you make a Shriv Mera, says he wants to be matna something, we make a Kinyan Chalipin in Shabbos. V'loy lochosh l'divrei Rabbi Lozo. Not because we hold like Rabbi Lozo. That means, so we hold that divrei Shriv Mera Kirsumim, Musurim, so you don't have to make a Kinyan Chalipin in Shabbos. Elo shema titchav daite olo. That means, if we won't make a ma'ase kinyan in Shabbos, the shrimra might be detrimental to itself. So he says, make a kinyan chalitmo with him in Shabbos. Just let's calm him down. Now, let us see Taisus. Now we'll understand Taisus. Rabbi Elezer oimer echot bori ve'echot. Now, it seems the girsa was Rabbi Eliezer. With a yud, Eliezer. Now let's see Taisus. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the Rabbeloza Goras, with Goyres Rabbeloza. The Beseife Pligi Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elezer, Omer B'Shabbos Vov Kayomim, Avoloi Bechel, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer B'Shabbos Kolshken Bechel, Avol Bereshe Pligi Bein Bechel, Bein B'Shabbos, Midalei Avinu. That means we have two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says you have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. The second Mishnah says, Shabbos, you don't have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. So the Rabbi Netam says, these are two different people. The first Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, you always have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. There's no Chilek Hazmanim. And the second Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer that holds Shabbos, you don't have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. This assumption that Rabbi Netam says that the two different people, so Rabbi Netam made a new girsi, made a grais, that the first Mishnah is Rabbi Loza, the second Mishnah is Rabbi Elezer, two different people. He says, because if it would be one person, so Rabbi Netam says, if this is the same person, so we should have made one big Mishnah. Rabbi Elezer says, Nida Kinyan, Bemedvar Mamurim, Bechayil, Abba Beshabbos, Shadom, Nida Kinyan, Midolei Avinu. Va'oit, midepochi, let's go to the first mission. Midepochi, rabbonen, rabbi lozo, me'imon, shal b'nei roichel. Oh, you see, divrei shimei kersumim. Tell me b'shabbos, or you, maybe this ma'isa was b'shabbos. The ma'ida bo rabbi lozo. If you say it, it's one tane. Va'oit, the koma hoso. Koinim mishchim mera vafilu b'shabbos. It says, the Gemara says before on the first Mishnah, you make a ma'isa kinyin. V'loy lochush in Shabbos. V'loy lochush l'divrei Rabbi Lozo. Not because we're chayish l'shitas Rabbi Lozo, but we make the kinyan shema titrav daite. V'yada Rabbi Lezekoi homoidu b'Shabbos edvorv kayomim. That means if you'll say that it's all one tana and Rabbi Lezer holds that by Shabbos l'maise, You do say divrei shchiv mera. So what is Rabbi Levi saying? You know, Shabbos will make a ma'aseh kinyan. Not because we hold that Rabbi Elezer. For you hold that Rabbi Elezer. Shabbos he holds divrei shchiv mera. Kirsuvim mechusurim domi. So memele, so zet mendoch klo, that's Rabbi Elezer, and that's Rabbi Elezer. V'yaf al gav, the rameye komar hosom, the Rabbi Elezer, b'chayu dvov kiyom evloi b'shabbos. That's on the next mission. Abahosom lekoyar meir elamas nisen. Rabbi Levi is going on the first Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, if they're all one Tane, Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos is Dvorv Kayomim. So what is Rabbi Levi saying? Koinim, Veloy Mishum Dechoyshishin Ledivrei Rabbi Lezer. Boy, the Omar Hoche, the Rabbi Meir Ke Rabbi Lezer, Vohoylech Mone, that he also Rabbi Lezer, that what? That Divrei Shrim HaKirsum HaSurim. Vohoylech Mone, Mashme, the Bechel Mayri, take the money. Primei isle hosom de Rabbi Eleza b'chil dvorav kayomi. Elevadai gimul machleikis bedobas. I'll call through this three machleikis. That means the first mission is Rabbi Lozo that holds we never say divrei shrimekir sumim resurim. The second Mishnah we have, Rabbi Elezer holds b'Shabbos, we do say. And Rameya says, Rabbi Elezer holds b'chil, we do say, and b'Shabbos, we do not say. Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi, Kabelozo, Beheche de Meis, he holds like Kabelozo, that you do not say Divrei Shrimera, Beheche de Meis, Omrinen Mitzvah Lekayim, Perish, Heche de Meis Noisen, if the Noisen died, Koidim Shemeis Hamekabu, so then we'll say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. Avol, if he wouldn't hold like Rabbi Lozos, avol divrei shrimra k'mesurim domi afilu meis mekabel bereishe k'depirashni la'el, because as soon we say divrei shrimra k'irsum mesurim domi, we say that as soon as he said it, the mekabel became a yoyrish. That's shitas ha'teisves. So me'mele, so that's why the Gemara is saying no. That Rabbi Yehuda Nosi holds like Rabbi Lozo, that you do not say divrei shrimah kirsumim umesurim. If you would say kirsumim umesurim, so the mekabel would have become a yairish b'shas amirosai. No, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lozo. He holds like Rabbi Lozo. He don't say divrei shrimah kirsumim umesurim. But if the noisen died before the mekabel, we will say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis.